They were in the House side negotiating package until the next to last day. We made as much of an effort to extend the renewable energy tax credits as we could. In the end, we couldn't get agreement on that.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the effect of that will be on renewable energy projects in the state?
I don't know. I was at the Sustainable Energy Conference talking to, you know, business leaders in the solar industry. There is a slight extension as long as the project is 80% complete by the end of the year, the tax credit will extend. So there's a little bit of a ramp down that we were able to include. Mm-hmm. But I think everybody's trying to figure out if losing these credits will change the leadership role that the state has in the solar area, where, you know, three or four in the nation. I think the federal tax credits actually are more important. And so if you saw Congress roll those back, I think the solar industry, not just here but across the United States, would be really severely impacted.
And I know the argument for rolling them back is that the solar industry has matured to the point where it could stand on its own two legs. Do you think that's true?
I hope it's true, but I don't know it's true. And I would have preferred to, I mean, the solar tax credits, the renewable energy tax credits, have been wildly successful. I mean, they were put in place to bump start the solar industry in North Carolina. They worked. I mean, we were off the charts in terms of the development of solar. The price for solar is coming down substantially because, you know, it's being brought to scale. And so for me, it was just, you know, I think it's a mistake that what we did. But again, it takes two to reach an agreement, yeah. And this was one of those matters where the Senate and the House were in very different places. On the other hand, we didn't roll back the renewable energy portfolio standards, mm-hmm. Which require the, you know, the Duke Energies of the world to use a certain portion of renewables as part of their energy mix. And so, you know, it's a mixed bag.